Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Patrick and get a free phone. Go to charitymobile.com.
Let's go now to Tony in Long Beach. Hi, Tony.
Good morning. My question is this. Why is it that Jesus never condemned abortion, nor did he ever condemn slavery or homosexuality?
Why didn't he do that? Is that your question?
Excuse me?
I'm just saying, you're asking why did Jesus not do that?
Why, if abortion is wrong, mm-hmm. and Jesus was God, mm-hmm. why did he not condemn abortion or slavery or homosexuality?
But you see, he did. He condemned all of those things. You'll notice that Jesus says, in John chapter 14, if you love me, keep my commandments. And the commandments that Jesus refers to, he actually, he distills them into two major commandments that are sort of reflective of all the Ten Commandments that God gave to Moses. So love the Lord God with all your heart, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. He says this is the summary of all the commandments. He also says that if anyone teaches somebody not to obey the commandments, he is going to be punished. Now, the commandments include, thou shalt not kill. And the church has always understood that that refers as much to nuclear war, which Jesus never condemned, by the way, as it does to abortion. So his emphasis on the commandments that include any given form of murder, abortion being one of them, is sufficient. Jesus didn't have to say, okay, guys, here's the long list of all the ways in which you can offend against the fifth commandment. He didn't need to do that. By upholding the commandments, he was, in fact, condemning anything that would be contrary to them. The same is true when it comes to the sixth commandment. The sixth commandment governs sexuality. Now, the ninth commandment does as well, but the sixth commandment is, thou shalt not commit adultery. It is the umbrella for all the kinds of sexual sins that can take place within that. In Matthew chapter 19, Jesus specifically gives us the blueprint for marriage and married life, which is, as he says, one man and one woman. He says, do you not know that from the beginning God made them male and female? And this is why the man leaves his family and clings to his wife, and the two become one flesh, and what God has put together, let no man put asunder. So Jesus clearly rules out anything, any combination that would be different from what God himself established in the garden. So yeah, he definitely did speak on these issues, but he didn't speak about them in great specificity. He didn't need to. He didn't need to condemn nuclear war and other things like that. So that's slavery would be in the same category, I suppose. But there is a broader question with regard to slavery that we could take. We could discuss that if you want. But at least with regard to the first two, abortion and homosexuality, I would say he indeed did speak out against those things. What do you think, Tony?
I think you're way off base. I'm sure that makes sense to you. I've spoken to many theologians, many Bible scholars. I don't know of any Bible scholar who would agree with you, and I'm sure you know many who do. I understand that. But when you bring up nuclear war, you're really stretching things. You're talking about something, well, in this sense, you're talking about some future events. Let's talk about what was going on when he was alive. I mean,
sure. We're
talking about God, not just the philosopher, God. And yet,
Tony, I didn't bring up any philosophers. You're the first one to do that. I refer to Jesus upholding the Ten Commandments, and this is from God. And Jesus, I mean, I don't want to repeat myself, but I mean, I didn't bring anything up about philosophers. I don't know where that's coming from.
I understand that. I understand that. What I'm saying.
Let me ask you a question, Tony. Are you in favor of abortion?
Yes, sure.
Are you looking for reasons to be able to assuage your conscience to say, well, it's okay because Jesus didn't condemn it? Are you in favor of things like this and you're just looking for a way to make yourself feel better because you can say, well, a Bible scholar told me that Jesus didn't condemn it, therefore it's got to be okay. Is that the angle?
Not one Bible scholar. All of them, as far as I know. But no, no one, by the way, no one is in favor of abortion. No.
Oh, have you talked to Planned Parenthood recently? Have you talked
you're interrupting me.
Nancy Pelosi? All right, go ahead.
They are not in favor of abortion. No one says to his daughter, have all the sex you want, because you can then have an abortion. No one says that.
You know this for a fact, Tony, right? You've been a fly on the wall of all the conversations everywhere in the world between fathers and daughters.
Please, you're really exaggerating the point.
Not at all. What I'm doing is taking your comments and showing that they don't hold up to scrutiny. You're making these sweeping claims. No father ever says this to his daughter. You have no idea what... You don't know that.
And you don't know why God, Jesus, never condemned abortion,
he did.
Slavery, or homosexuality.
He did condemn abortion.
You can draw all the conclusions you want.
Tony, I already showed you. He condemned abortion because he said that anyone who teaches somebody to disobey the Ten Commandments is doing something seriously wrong and will be punished. And the fifth commandment is, thou shalt not kill. And thou shalt not kill means... Hang on, Tony. Thou shalt not kill means you cannot take the life of an innocent person, period. The unborn baby is an innocent person. Life begins at conception. That's an innocent life. So, yes, Jesus did condemn it.
And don't you think that had he, God-man, condemned abortion, it would have solved a lot of the problems that are going on today regarding that subject? Just as had he condemned slavery.
He did condemn it.
The Civil War.
I've already explained it to you, Tony. He did condemn abortion. He didn't need to give an exhaustive list of all the ways you could offend against the Fifth Commandment. He just simply said, don't break the Fifth Commandment. Whether you kill somebody robbing a liquor store, or you smother an elderly person with a pillow, or you kill an unborn child. I mean, it's all included in the Fifth Commandment. He did condemn abortions. It's simple.
Had he condemned slavery during our Civil War, Christian denominations, as you know, defended slavery based on the fact that
not all of them.
Not condemned in the Bible.
Yeah, not all of them. So what, I'm trying to figure out where you're coming from, Tony. Are you mad at Jesus, or what is the motivation for your concern here?
I'm a devout Christian, but with all of the things going on today, whereby Christians are in favor of Donald Trump because he is anti-abortion.
Here we go.
Even though he paid...
Who cares about Donald Trump? And why are you bringing Donald Trump up when the whole point of your question was, why didn't Jesus condemn abortion and homosexuality, etc.? What on earth does Donald Trump have to do with any of that?
I'm asking you a question. Because I have spoken to Bible scholars, I've spoken to theologians. To me, it makes sense. It doesn't to you, but it makes perfect sense to me that had God-man been on this earth, he would have condemned those three things personally, out of his own mouth, his own words, had he really believed they were wrong.
Okay, so my question is, are you in favor of abortion? Are you trying to find some way to make yourself feel better about what you know deep down inside is really wrong? And I know you know that. I'm trying to understand your motivation, Tony. This is fascinating.
My motivation is that in the 2,000 years of Christianity, all of these major problems, especially slavery, would not have occurred had God, man, Jesus have condemned it.
So are you mad at Jesus because he didn't do things the way you would have done them?
How could I be mad at him? What kind of a question is that?
I'm just basing it on what
I'm
you're telling
curious.
Me. If the God-man had only done this, we wouldn't have all these problems. That's what I'm hearing you saying. Correct me if I'm misunderstanding you, but I thought that's what you just said.
That's, That's exactly what I believe.
So are you then displeased with Jesus? I mean, do you feel that he failed in his mission, that he left some important work undone?
You asked me a question, let me answer.
All right, please do.
The answer is, it makes absolutely no sense to me that God-man Jesus on earth did not address those three issues directly.
He did.
And if it makes sense to you, I don't buy it. I don't believe you for a minute. You can come up with all of the answers you want. I absolutely do not believe that you believe that.
But oh,
I
believe it.
Your time.
All right, Tony. Is this the end of our conversation?
Thank you.
All right, sir. Well, thank you. And yes, I do believe it. I absolutely do believe what I'm saying. But what can I say?
For more of the Patrick Madrid Show, visit relevantradio.com.